Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Bjørn Erik Ludvigsen. I'm with the Norwegian National Police. Would be the equivalent of the FBI without the big budget and the 3-piece suits. I am also the project manager of CIRCAMP, the Cross-Border Internet-Related Child Abusive Material Project. We do love abbreviations, and we do it because we want people to actually read what it says. And I will explain a little bit more about why we're called that and what other names we use. I'm going to talk a little bit about how we came about. In 2004, OCTA, the Organized Crime Threat Assessment within Europol, tries to look into their glass ball and see, or the crystal ball, to see what type of crimes will be a challenge for us in the future. And they usually try to see things that go cross-border or are international, because none of the law enforcement agencies in Europe or here in the US are able to handle some of these crime types by themselves. Then they give the job to the European Police Chief Task Force, the ECPTF, and they started up these COSPOL groups. It actually stands for Comprehensive Operational Planning for the Police. No, sorry, Comprehensive Operational Strategic Planning for the Police. And identified the different types of crimes like drugs and also the distribution of child abuse material. Then they started our group. Our group was originally called the COSPOL Group on Child Pornography. One of the first things we did when we had our first meeting, and I don't need to offend anyone because you have child pornography in your names, but we changed the name to CIRCAMP. We don't deal in child pornography. We deal in child exploitation and child abuse images and films and files. Pornography is legal in most countries. Pornography is consensual in most countries. Many people use pornography. The raping of a child is not pornography. That is our stand anyway. We are the project manager from Norway. You see the other countries that are members. Being a forerunner country means it is a country that is supposed to try out different things that we do and see if it works. And if it does, we'll try to translate that to other countries that are not members of this group. So we try to make kind of a standard of how to do things. Oh, sorry. By the way, we're also supported by both Europol and Interpol, so we have the international level covered with both communication and strategic and operational handling of information. I'm not going to read all this to you. Our primary goal is to try to make it difficult for bad guys to make money off children being sexually abused, especially on the internet. We also try to find a common way for us to police the internet. In our view, the internet is just a continuation of general society, and national law should apply on the internet. That part of the internet which is located in my country, the Norwegian part of this network, Norwegian law applies. It's not a different dimension, it's not a different country, it's not a different place. It's just a bunch of computers and wires tying things together, and people are doing stuff on the internet that needs to be policed. We think that child abuse material has a harmful effect on society, and we would like to try to limit that as much as we can. One thing is the people like Catherine was talking about that want to buy child abuse material. We want to stop them, but we also want to stop the people that are unwillingly being exposed to this kind of information. We started out doing what every police internet project does. We started going after the peer-to-peer people because it's easy, because they're plentiful, because they distribute really severe child abuse material, and we know how to take those people down. We know how to secure the evidence, we know how to arrest them, and we know how to search their houses and their computers. This is something we did from 2004 to 2006. And then we kind of figured out that, well, this is something we can do by ourselves. We don't need an international group to do this. I can do this in my country, as we did actually in 2004, and make all these cases and send them around the world. In 48 hours in 2004, we generated 13,000 cases all over the world, 2,000 cases for the US. It is an easy way to make cases. And we decided that we don't have to do that as a group. So we went to the police chiefs and we said we want to do something else. We're going to target the child abusive material that is distributed commercially, especially, but on the web. And we made a three-part action plan that we tried to follow. The first part being to block child abuse material. We have done this. We're now in 2006. We had done this in Norway since 2004. And we said this is a good idea, but Norway is not really the center of the earth. We need to have more people that work with us. So we suggested that would be part of the plan. The second plan would be to go after the legal elements, the payment systems, like Catherine said. Identify them, tell them that they're actually being abused so that they will cut off the merchant. And the third part is try to arrest the people that actually make money off this. This is, of course, the most difficult part, and we haven't really succeeded much in that. I'm going to talk about the blocking today. We want to prevent the children being abused again and again as masturbation material for adults, because that's what they use it for. They don't collect it because it's like stamps. They use it to masturbate. They are sexually interested in children. The distribution is illegal in most countries that have any kind of child abuse legislation. As Catherine said, many countries do not. But those that have, distribution is always illegal, while possession may be illegal still. In my country, display is illegal. If you actually go to a site looking for this kind of material willfully and repeatedly, that is a crime by itself, because you don't have to download anything anymore. Everything is online, and with the speed we have on our internet connections, you don't have to possess anything in the ordinary sense of the word. And by reducing the access to child abuse material, we think that we can reduce the market. Take away the customer, there is no need to produce and offer as much material. This is, capitalism at its best and its worst. If there's a need, there will be a supply. Take away the demand for child abuse material. And we do it by targeting the whole chain, the content, the link sites, the payment sites. Anything we can see is a link in the commercial distribution of child abuse material. And we wanted also to raise the awareness in the population, both the ones that look for it and the ones that are accidentally exposed to it. And we did this by making another abbreviation, of course. And instead of calling it the child pornography filter, we call it the child sexual abuse anti-distribution filter, because that's what it does. It limits the distribution of child abusive material. And this is how it works. Well, this is really simplified, but you'll get the idea. This is kind of like how the internet works. Most of you, if you've ever spent time on the internet, know that the internet does not work with letters. It doesn't work with words, it works with numbers and IP addresses. So when you type something into your browser, it needs to be translated to an IP address so that your computer, your browser, knows where the content you're looking for is. And it does this by going to a DNS server, looking up who is responsible for childporn.com, in this case. And the DNS will say, well, it's IP address this and that, and your browser will connect directly to that server. It may be in Russia, it may be in US, you don't know. And if you punch child pornography or childporn.com into your browser, you will get childporn.com. Of course, I couldn't show you how this site looks, as I didn't want to spend time in your jails. You have really good laws against the people you arrest for this crime. Really good laws. Unfortunately, of course, you don't arrest as many as I would like, but when you get them, you actually give them good sentencing, which I can't say about my own country, unfortunately. Well, you type in what you want, you get what you want. This could be your online newspaper. This could be children being raped. By introducing a new layer where you will still punch in what you want, the child pornography or the childpornographysite.com, you will check it against the list of domains that we have given to the ISP. All of the domains on this list have been checked by the police. The content has been seized. We have downloaded everything. Everything is traced and saved and secured. And then we say that the images or the content on this site is in breach of our laws. Our national legislation says that this is illegal to distribute. Then we will put it on this list. The ISP will check it against that list when you try to access a site. And if it's on the list, you will get this site instead. Instead of the child abusive material you saw before, you will get this stop page. And we'll put, this is the Norwegian one, by the way, and I hope you can read what it says. We say that, we don't say that you have been trying to access child abuse material, but we say your browser has been trying to access child abuse material. So we're not pointing any fingers there. And the reason for this is that, you know, quite frankly, some people are not that intelligent when they're on the internet. Some people are mindlessly surfing. Some people are clicking everything that looks like a link, even if they get it in an email. Some people surf borderline pornography. They look, they'll go for the teen sites with the 19 and 18 and 19-year-olds, and they're very quickly linked to sites that contain children. So it's not always a willing act to end up on one of these child abuse material sites. So that's why we said your browser. In addition, there's Trojans and viruses and all kinds of bad things that will redirect you to sites that you don't want to go. In addition, we also say that we don't trace anything. We don't know who you are. We don't make any cases from the people that end up getting this site or this page. This is just a pure preventive measure against the distribution of child abuse material. And in my view, prevention is the most noble of all police work. Also, we have information about the operation that we run, the Sørgam group, just to tell people this is not something we only do in Norway, this is something we do together, because as you all know, the internet is not limited to one country or one continent. These are the countries that are in Sørgam that run the blocking system right now. And what happens when I find a new site, I download, I seize, I do all the things that police should do when they secure evidence, and I will share it with all these guys. So they don't have to go looking for these kind of sites on the internet. They will just get it from me, check it according to their own legislation. If it's illegal in Finland, then they will just add it to their local list of sites that are blocked. So even though we share all this, all the material, all the lists will look different because we all have different laws. In my country, for instance, almost everything is illegal. Even computer-generated drawn pictures are illegal if it depicts a child. These are countries outside of our little group that we also work with. So New Zealand on the other side of the world and Switzerland, which still, it's a European country, but they're not in the European Union. And also there is the United Kingdom that has a similar system driven by the Internet Watch Foundation, which is a non-governmental organization and is financed by the internet industry. These are just some examples of stop pages. This is a Swiss one, Danish, Finnish, Italian, New Zealand, New Zealand's, the Swedish one, which I think Peroka will tell you more about, and the one from Malta. And this is very important, people, because this is not the holy grail of child abuse material fighting. This doesn't stop any child abuse material from being produced or from being distributed to other countries that are not members of this. I'm out of time. So this is something we do in addition to ordinary police work, not instead of. So you can't introduce blocking and say that, well, problem solved, I don't have to do anymore. Then your work really starts. But then you will have a huge chunk of work that you don't have to do again, if you are able to limit the access to that material. This is just information about our project. You can find it on the Europol page. This is on the Interpol page, on the THB, the Trafficking in Human Being website for Interpol. We also have our own website. It's on sercamp.eu, where we'll have, it's kind of limited thus far, but we will have more information on that site about terminology, which I think is very important, and a little bit of how we think when we try to limit this kind of material being distributed. Our plans ahead is to continue the work that we do now until 2010. That doesn't mean that we're going to quit doing this in 2010, but SureCamp as a group will probably have another aim, and the countries that have the blocking will continue to do that on their own account. We plan to make a worst of list of domains, and a worst of would be, because now the list we have in Norway is based on Norwegian legislation. In Sweden, it's on Swedish, etc. But there are a number of countries where we don't have any contacts with the police. The police don't have the people, the knowledge, the interest to do so. And we plan to make a worst of list of sites that would be illegal anywhere. That means it will be with children that are younger than 13. It will be the most horrific abuse of children, or very particular sexual focus on any of the images on that site. It has to be a real child, for instance, not computer generated, which is illegal in some countries. And we plan to distribute this through the Interpol National Central Bureaus, because every one of the 187, was it, Catherine? Yeah. Every one of the 187 countries have a contact bureau for Interpol. And we need to spread this list of worst of sites to all those contact points. And then the ISPs, or the access service providers, can contact the Interpol police office and get access to the group and implement it based on their terms of service, their ethical standpoint, or their policy. And we are often contacted by internet service providers that want to do something good for the internet, want to make the internet a better place, but have no one to turn to because the police in that country are unwilling or unable to provide a list according to that country's legislation. So this is something that we will do. We will also continue our cooperation with Germany, for instance, which actually wrote contracts with six of their largest ISPs in April. They will start blocking very soon. It is very important for us because it's a big country. Well, by European standards, it's a big country with 90 million people. And we will work with law enforcement in any country in the world, although we are a European project. To sum up the whole thing, we are a very sharing group, but we will only share with law enforcement when it comes to child abuse material, because we look at child abuse material as evidence of a crime. It's a picture that usually the perpetrator himself has taken, and it shows a crime scene, and it shows these parts of the perpetrator, and it will show a victim. And all these things are important things for the police to use to try to identify the child and try to stop the abuse. So that's why we will only share child abuse material with the police. We'll happily work with any NGO on other things, but we will not share the images with them. And we will share every smart thing that we've ever thought, any software that we've ever made, and any contract that we've ever written with any ISP to bring people up to speed much quicker than we were when we first started. The benefits are that it's very cheap. Some people will say differently, and especially some ISPs will say differently, but this is actually pretty simple readdressing on the internet, and they do this every day. This is not brain surgery in any way. We use ordinary software, ordinary techniques, off-the-shelf things that you can buy. There's nothing really peculiar about the operation. I know Pelle will talk a little bit about the special software that we have, but you don't really need that. It is very effective. Compared to what you invest in this system and what you get out, it's very, very effective. I'm not going to give you so much numbers. Actually, I can see for my country, but we have very strict rules. We have about one display of this stop page that I showed you before per 300 people in my country per day. So we have like 15 to 18,000 displays of our stop page on a 4.7 million population. So it is quite a number of people that are actually looking for or accidentally end up on child abusive sites. And we believe that it is preventive. It will give people looking for this willingly kind of a heads up and saying, what are you doing? It will give people that are swimming in murky waters kind of a way to step back age-wise when it comes to the pornography that they use. And it will give the people that are not so knowledgeable when they surfed the internet, a way not to be exposed to children being raped, which they easily can be. That is the presentation that I had planned, and I'll be happy to answer any questions when the Q&A starts after the talk. Thank you.